こんばんは。It's 7:49 p.m. I'm in Gotemba as usual on a Thursday, walking away from the Kominkan as usual. I actually was quite happy about. My girls, they all passed the junior Akin, which is English proficiency test in Japan. They all passed A course, which is the highest. All of them were in the 90s. So last week I gave them their results. So my grade 5 girl's mother, Karen's mother, she asked me today about the regular Akin, the non-junior Akin. So she's interested in her daughter taking it. Of course, our school doesn't offer it, but I told her I have no problem teaching her, getting her ready for the test. But made me happy that she's so gung-ho. The regular Akin, usually they wait until junior high school to start taking it. But she's grade 5 and she wants to take it. Her mom asked what level should she take, 5 or 4. I said she can probably pass 4, but I suggest doing everyone in order, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Or pre-1. Pre-2-2-1. Pre-1-1. Silly. They got a lot. But, so I'm going to do a bit of research and find out where they can take it around here. I'm guessing whatever the closest junior high school is. Maybe I'll get Kumi or Yagi to phone the junior high and find out if they can take it there. And it's funny, it's coming from a girl who maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess, she said she can quit English and it doesn't matter to her. But now she's so into English, so proud of herself. That their class is 1 grade 4, 2 grade 5s, and 2 grade 6s. And truly, they're my highest class for their age level. I'm actually doing using the junior high textbook with them, and they have no problem doing it. They're very smart. And truthfully, I picked and chose the best students and put them in that class because I knew those students I could challenge. Originally, it was the now grade 5 students and one student who left 3 years ago were my high students that I always challenged, and nope, they could always take my challenge and be happy with it. Then the one girl quit, so I moved two girls over, the two grade 6s, because they were highest on the days they were One came from Monday, one came from Wednesday, and they were the highest students in their class. So I decided to move them. Then this year I moved the grade four, because she was already in a grade five class when she was grade three, and still she was the highest student in that class. So I moved her too. So now they're all together and I can do hard stuff, and they like the challenge. So obviously it's my favorite class. That's about it for work. The subway here still didn't open. Says early September, but truly it doesn't even look like they even started renovations to the McDonald's to change it into the subway. McDonald's has been closed for a month. If you check out my site, I put up some movie flyers that I always collect whenever I go to the movie here. They're basically small size posters. The movie theater always has many of them, so I'm going to put them all on my website. I think I put four up already, but I think I have about 10 now. I dropped my box. So check it out, they're interesting to see the poster. That's about it. I think I'll leave it at that. Talk to you sometime next week. Booyah!